Welcome to the Learn Hindi Daily Show. Let's start off with our mystery word from the last episode.
Khud.
Khud.
So, khud. And it means self or by oneself. And we had an example sentence.
Maine yah kaam khud kiya.
Maine yah kaam khud kiya.
Which means I did this work by myself. And there's another word for self.
Swayam.
Swayam.
Swayam. And another related word is
apne aap.
Apne aap.
Apne aap. And this word can mean by yourself, by himself, by ourself, etc. Now the Hindi letter and sound for today is
ti.
Ti.
And this is made up of
ta plus e.
Ta plus e. Ti.
So ti. Ti. The plus E. And I've also included pictures from the Hindi alphabet cards where you can see the the card with tala, which means lock, and the E card, which has int, which means bricks. And if you're interested in these Hindi letter flashcards, you keep them in your pocket and study the Hindi letters as much as you want, and you could buy them on our website. We can only ship them to the U.S., unfortunately. Let's look at some other words that have ti in it. Ti is very important in verb conjugation. It is used in habitual tenses with feminine subjects. For example, khana, to eat, becomes
khati.
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 When used with a feminine subject, you see how we drop that na on khana, and it turned replaced it with ti, khati. And to give you an example, we can say she eats vegetable.
Vah sabzi khati hai.
So, vah sabzi khati hai. You see how the ti is right there in khati? And gana, to sing, becomes
gati.
And we have an example sentence here too. She used to sing.
Vah gati thi.
You see how gana, we drop the na and replace the ti to make vah gati thi. She used to sing. Let's give you a mystery word for next time. Try to listen to each of the letters in each of the sounds and try to figure out how to write this word.
Jankari.
Jankari.
So it's made up of ja na ka ri. Jankari. So can you write that down? Ja na ka ri. Jankari. And here's an example sentence.
Mujhe jankari Bharat ke bare mein chahiye.
Let's hear it one more time.
मुझे जानकारी भारत के बारे में चाहिए.
And tomorrow we'll tell you what the mystery word and what the sentence that we were given as an example mean, as well as some related words. But you try to figure out before then. Now let's learn a phrase today. Can I help you? There's two different forms of this depending upon who's asking. A man would say,
"Kya main aapki madad kar sakta hoon?"
Let's listen to it again.
"Kya main aapki madad kar sakta hoon?"
So, "kya" turns into a yes/no question. "Main" refers to I. "Aapki madad" means your help. "Aapki" is your, and "madad" is help. Kar sakta hoon, can do. So madad kar sakta hoon, can do the help. So can I do your help is literally what it means.
Hmm.
A woman would, instead of say sakta, would say sakti. And you see that ti, that's the same sound and symbol from today. Let's listen to Meena ji say it.
Kya main aapki मदद कर सकती हूँ?
एक और,
क्या मैं आपकी मदद कर सकती हूँ?
So today, try using this phrase with some Hindi-speaking friends and see if they understand what you're saying. Let's go over some grammar review. Let's continue our exercise of taking a verb and a pronoun and then creating various conjugations for various tenses. I'm going to read it in English, and then I'm going to have Meena ji say it, and then Narendra ji say it. But to let you know what we're doing, today we're going to use pina, which means to drink, along with the pronoun hum. We drink.
Hum peete hain.
Hum peete hain.
We used to drink.
Hum peete the.
Hum peete the.
We are drinking.
हम पी रहे हैं.
हम पी रहे हैं.
We were drinking.
हम पी रहे थे.
हम पी रहे थे.
We drank.
हमने पिया.
हमने पिया.
We will drink.
हम पिएंगे.
हम पिएंगे.
We will be drinking.
हम पीते रहेंगे.
हम पीते रहेंगे.
We must drink.
हमको पीना है.
हमको पीना है.
We had to drink.
हमको पीना था.
हमको पीना था.
Could you do these conjugations by yourself? Let's just try one and see if you can figure it out. We were drinking. So now first you have to have the word for we, hum. Now the word for drinking, you take pina, drop off the na and just have p. And then you have raha, but since we're using it with the plural subject hum, raha changes to rahe, p rahe. And since you're saying were drinking, you say te at the end. Hum, pi, rahe, te. You might try the same exercise with all the other ones. Cover up the Hindi, just look at the English, and see if you can create that sentence. And then check yourself. Joda left a question on yesterday's show. She says, I hear the words insaf and samaya a lot in Hindi films. I would like to know what they mean. Could you help me out? Shukriya. And Suresh provided the following reply. Dear Joda, insaf means justice. Also, you could say niya.
Niyaya.
Niyaya. Also, you can say niyaya. Now, samaya.
Samaya.
Means included. But perhaps you also meant the word samay, which means time. Incidentally, vakt also means time. Now back to your word insaf, here's an example sentence. Mujhe insaf chahiye means I want justice. So thank you, Suresh, for providing that answer. I also got an email asking if I could recommend a Hindi textbook. There are actually three that I am familiar with that I would recommend. First is the Namaste Ji textbook, which you can buy on iSpeakHindi.com site. We can only deliver it within the United States because of the cost of postage. Second, Dr. Rupert Snell's Teach Yourself Hindi. This is available on Amazon, which can ship to more places. I also had the chance to interview Dr. Rupert Snell, which I linked to from the notes. Third, I would also recommend Elementary Hindi by Richard DeLacy and Sudha Joshi. It is also available on Amazon. I also had the opportunity to interview Mr. DeLacy a few weeks ago. But now let's move on to something more complicated. Today we're just going to read part of a news article from the BBC Hindi website. Try to understand what you can. And don't worry, we're going to go over the same news article in future episodes, and we're going to figure out what all the words mean in the grammar, and this is going to be a good exercise in looking at real-world Hindi. Today I'm going to have Narendraji just read the article.
Title, ISI ki Al-Qaeda se mili bhagat nahi Pak. पाकिस्तान के प्रधानमंत्री यूसुफ रजा गिलानी ने इन आरोपों को खारिज कर दिया कि ओसामा बिन लादेन का पाकिस्तान में मारा जाना पाकिस्तानी अधिकारियों की असफलता को दर्शाता है। गिलानी ने संसद में इस पूरे मुद्दे पर बयान देते हुए कहा, किसी भी तरह की मिलीभगत और अयोग्यता के आरोप गलत हैं। आईएसआई का अलकायदा से मिलीभगत होने के आरोप बेबुनियाद हैं। गिलानी का कहना था कि अमेरिका का पाकिस्तान की ज़मीन पर कार्रवाई करना कई गंभीर चुनौतियां खड़ी कर सकता है, लेकिन पाकिस्तान अमेरिका से अपनी मित्रता को बहुत महत्व देता है। हालांकि उन्होंने परोक्ष रूप से यह भी कहा कि ओसामा बिन लादेन को खड़ा करने में अमेरिका का हाथ भी रहा है। उन्होंने कहा, अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समुदाय को यह बताना ज़रूरी है कि 90 के दशक में अरब देशों में युवाओं ने जिहाद शुरू किया और अलकायदा में शामिल हो गए। अलकायदा को बनाने वाले कौन थे और उसको धन किसने दिया, यह आज के प्रश्न हैं।
Well, thank you very much. And you can read the rest of that article on the BBC website, and I put the links in the notes. Also, as part of another piece of news, maybe you know Urdu teacher, which is a language very much related to Hindi. In fact, the spoken Hindi and Urdu is very similar. It's written very differently, but perhaps you know an Urdu teacher. The University of Wisconsin is looking for a lecturer in Urdu. So if you know of an Urdu teacher that might be interested in teaching at the University of Wisconsin, be sure and pass along the information about it. Well, until next time.
Shubhkamnaon ke saath
phir milenge.
Phir milenge.